But what challenges do we give ourselves that don't come from the system? How do I take my expanded awareness of what's truly going on around me, as opposed to what I've been told, and use it to change myself or the physical world? What changes as a result of what I do? That's a challenge for the individual as well as the group. And the challenge we feel in ourselves to be what we are, to say what we really think, to express ourselves, is a resultant of myriad influences, too subtly interwoven for reason to sort out, but which expresses nonetheless just what is needed by our brothers and sisters and the earth in this moment. Give it voice. Share it out loud with others as we meet together and we increase the force that accelerates our movement to our freedom. Words are powerful, or they wouldn't work so hard to suppress them. Certain of them, as I've learned, they are how we give ourselves, each other, permission or not to expand out, follow our questions. Happiness, when we stop to consider it, is being able to pursue our questions, as it's with questions that we define what we are that is not the system. With questions, we make ourselves. We give shape to ourselves. And following them requires, means that we use our gifts, something we very much want to do. We're made to quest. To quest as our bodies and naught else directs. It's almost defining of our humanness, of life itself. And when doing so is disallowed by the structures of fear put in place by the would-be masters, then we ask ourselves, why are we here? Our bodies speak true and must be listened to, and our allegiance given to them for humanity itself to gain its freedom. The power guys want to know what we think, the total surveillance state, because what we think is everything, the whole game. And as we give ourselves new thoughts, we create ourselves, or rather, invite back the self we were born with, but which we were made to set aside at the demand of the power guys, who can only seem supreme if they can shape us to be obedient.